So the next time you get mad at your local police officer when he pulls you over for speeding or not wearing your seatbelt, or you call him and you don't really like the answer that he gives you, think about this story and what it's like to be a police officer in today's day and age. And I know most of you, 99.9% of you, respect the job of a police officer, but there's always that one jerk that you just can't make happy. Anyway, think of these guys. A story here from a Chicago 2, Chicago.com, so CBS Chicago 2. Nine militia members have been charged in a police killing plot. Nine members of a militia group, including a Northwest Indiana resident, have been indicted for allegedly planning to kill a law enforcement officer, and get this, and then attack other officers attending the funeral with weapons of mass destruction. All of you have seen, I'm sure, police officer funerals where thousands of officers from across North America attend. According to the 5-count indictment unsealed Monday, the 9 part of a Luanee County, Michigan militia group called the Hutari, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, anyway, a bunch of wingnuts, conspired to oppose the U.S. government by force, according to a release from the U.S. Attorney's Office of Michigan. So, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't just happen in the movies. There are nuts out there, and it is tougher for those men and women who wear a uniform to protect and serve you every day of their lives when these kooks, these militia nuts, are out there. Talk about a mandatory minimum sentence issue. These guys, if convicted, if found guilty, should be spending the rest of their lives in jail. We need to protect those that protect us. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.